Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantua for your community comment. The era of big government is over. That beautiful phrase was said by a U.S. president 23 years ago. But the real reform, it took place last year. President Trump has accomplished an incredible amount. Even my liberal friends, who used to email and text me, and with great smugness, I must say, they predicted that the Russia investigation would do Trump in. My liberal friends, at least one of them, will be owing me $100. Dave predicted that Trump will face impeachment hearings. Of course, that's ridiculous, so we made a friendly bet. I couldn't believe it. In 7 years, I'll have a nice little payout. But what do you expect? The poor guy has an IV of Rachel Maddow and Steve Colbert turning his brain into squash. And another friend, a guy named Jerry, had to pay up for a poor prediction he made last year, winning bets from smug friends and enjoying a roaring economy. What a great way to start the year. I want to encourage everyone to get your mindset right this year. Unfortunately, Humboldt County is going to be left behind as the rest of the country takes advantage of the fact that President Trump is vigorously cutting regulations and reigniting the American economy. Incredible that one man was able to turn everything around simply by giving his fellow Americans permission to pursue excellence. What can you do to add value, to gain market share, increase sales, and have more success? The global marketplace is getting much smaller, and other countries want to get that number one spot. Everybody needs to find ways to do business. I like to tie it into Humboldt County. As the green rush is dramatically changing, I gotta ask, is it a good idea for local officials to pick and choose who runs the pot dispensaries? Wouldn't it be better to release the free market and allow anyone and everyone to open a weed retail shop? I am skeptical that local officials can accurately predict which businesses will succeed and fail. It's not an industry I know anything about, but it seems foolish to not let the free market choose who is worthy. The way we are approaching it will likely lead to poor results, as poorly run establishments will be given an artificial boost, while the deserving businesses may not be able to truly break through. You're either a political entrepreneur or a real entrepreneur. You can't be both. In other news, our state officials are protesting Trump's decision to drill for oil off the coast. Even one of the local TV news broadcasts fell into the trap of only focusing on oil spills, instead of the fact that oil production will mean more jobs, lower prices, energy independence. Which sounds great to me. Happy New Year, folks.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.